It seems like every time there's been a glimmer of hope for the unaccredited Kansas City public schools, those hopes are dashed. In August, KCPS made a big improvement in its report card from the state, meeting the numerical cutoff for provisional accreditation. But in September, Missouri Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro recommended that the district stay unaccredited until it shows it can sustain those improvements. We're going to talk to her about that decision in just a few minutes. Call in with your questions for Dr. Nicastro at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or comment on KCUR's Facebook page. But before we get to that, we want to visit James Elementary School in KC's historic Northeast neighborhood. The school's seen some substantial improvement in student test scores and recently landed on Missouri's list of most improved low-income schools. I went to meet the woman behind the transformation.
I'm Dr. Joe Nemeth, and this is my third year at James. We've been a school that had our share of struggles. A few years ago, our district closed down half the schools in the school district. So when we all came together, we introduced ourselves and realized we came from seven different schools. And so we decided that we had an opportunity to come together, to work hard, and the hard work has paid off.
On the most recent state tests, James students went from 16 to 30% on grade level for reading. Although these scores might sound like nothing to write home about, it was a significant improvement for a school where most students are low-income and English language learners.
We celebrated for one evening. I took everybody to dinner, but the next day it was back to hard work, rigor, collaboration.
Dr. Joe's office has plum-colored walls, a bright yellow couch, and a little table just big enough for a desktop computer. I keep wondering, where's her big principal's desk? Dr. Joe says she just doesn't spend a lot of time there.
I like to be where the students are. I like to be out helping.
Way to go!
Let's go!
Click, move on.
She takes me to a kindergarten class where students are just learning how to use their new laptop computers. Every child in the school has been assigned one. Dr. Joe says the technology helps teachers, like Mrs. Jenkins here, individualize learning for each child.
Can you show them where the letter S is?
Okay, but you don't touch this, okay?
All right, move your cursor over there. Okay, try. It says try again.
S right there.
Okay, yeah, that's it. All right, good job.
One of the first priorities that I set when I became the principal here 3 years ago was to assure that the teachers had the latest 21st century technology, the same technology they have in Overland Park and Lee's Summit and Blue Springs.
Beyond technology, Dr. Joe attributes the school's success to a hardworking staff, an intense focus on literacy skills, reading and writing, and introducing kids to the idea of college early on. She doesn't mention discipline until I bring it up.
You don't have to worry about the code of conduct so much if you have rigorous teaching. If students are really engaged, they don't have a lot of other time to be exploring other things they shouldn't be doing.
If only I had a bicycle in my house.
In Mrs. Jimenez's third grade class, kids are reading in pairs on a rug. Others are revising personal narratives.
What are you writing about today?
Dr. Joe is encouraging, but has some advice.
Well, I want you to look at this one more time, because one thing I'm kind of noticing is, on your paragraphs, you're forgetting to indent.
Parents, teachers, even kids have gotten frustrated with the constant change in the Kansas City School District. New superintendents, new reading programs, school configurations. But Principal Joe Nemeth is encouraged about the changes at the school district.
I'm a person that thrives on change. Obviously, the proof is in the pudding. Our test scores have gone up. We've gotten more points towards accreditation than we've gotten before, and I think that we're on to a formula for success.